From the Haunted Attraction Network, this is our trade show news segment. I'm Philip, and today we're discussing the Virginia Haunt Fest. While this isn't a trade show, the point of these segments is to highlight haunter gatherings that have the same mission as us, and that mission is to help haunters achieve more. The Virginia Haunt Fest is a gathering where haunters can be themselves, learn, compete, and connect. I'm bringing Sharon on in just a few moments to discuss the event in more detail, but before we get there, here are the basics that you need to know. The Virginia Haunt Fest is Friday and Saturday, June 3rd and 4th, at the Misty Mountain Camp Resort in Greenwood, Virginia. Pre-registration is $15 per person, and day of the event prices are $20 per person. For a complete schedule, list of activities, tickets, and more, go to www.vahauntfest.com as one word, all lowercase. That's www.vahauntfest.com. That's www.vahauntfest.com. Got it? Okay, now here's Sharon to tell us more.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.
I'm Sharon Dowdy. I work with the Central Virginia Haunters.
So today, Sharon, we're talking about the Virginia Haunt Fest, which is coming up very soon. I'm sure you guys are down to the wire on this a little bit.
We are.
Let's expound on this a little bit and tell us what somebody can expect from the Virginia Haunt Fest if they've never been before.
Well, I like to kind of sum it up like this. One time at Haunt Camp, and of course you know the reference to the movie One Time at Band Camp. That kind of is the feel for Virginia Haunt Fest. It is more intimate, I think, than traditional haunt cons that are held at their large groups of people and large vendors and that type of thing. We're more earthy, if that makes any sense. We're certainly smaller. We don't mind growing. It's just that it seems to have maintained its intimate feel throughout the years.
Walk us through the experience. So I'm driving to attend your event. What do I see? What do I feel? What is the vibe that we can experience here?
Well, this year it's at Misty Mountain Camp Resort, and when you're driving through most of any part of Virginia, I'm kind of prejudiced, but it is a really, really gorgeous part of the country. You're in the, rural Virginia, and it's outside of Charlottesville. So, you know, it's kind of remote, but not that remote. When you drive up to the campground, you're greeted by some really, very nice people that run the campground itself. The campground is not huge. It's got several nice cabins. Some of them have TVs in them. Some of them have bathrooms in them. Some of them you're more, it's just basically a bed and you're sharing a bathhouse. Depends on, your level of what you want. And they, of course, have traditional camping areas for people with their RVs or tents. They've got a main, a community center there people can rent. We have done our karaoke in there on Saturday nights. After the last time that we had the Haunt Fest at Misty Mountain was a couple of years ago.
We're going to get here, and we're starting this on Friday. So Friday, we're coming to the campground.
Right.
And we're going to get there, and we're going to go to the community building first and check in, or are we heading to the meadow?
There's an office there, and there'll be someone set up there to do registration, sign in. I think it's going to be, we'll be directed to a tent where that's all going to be going on. But there'll be signs to direct people and should be as haunters arrive, and it'll be clear where you're supposed to go. And then during registration time, which runs from 6 to 9, it'll be an informal meet and greet. We are providing a dinner of type sandwiches, chips, soda, that type of thing. That's what they would expect, I guess, from 6 to 9 when they first get there.
Great. So it's very, the vibe here is very laid back. It's very organic because...
Very laid back.
Yeah, this is at a campground. And so you and I had spoke previously. It kind of facilitates haunters being able to be themselves. You know, it's not in a hotel. Yeah, it's not stuffy.
Yeah, it's not stuffy. It's not stuffy. It's not expensive. You can just get down to, like, you know, networking and, you know, exchanging ideas and exchanging, you know, prop building ideas or makeup ideas, you know, whatever you happen to be interested in. So, yeah, Friday night's more of an informal, a less structured type of just registration, sign in, meet and greet, you know, put a name and a face together. Maybe you've been talking online and you finally get to meet each other there type of thing and have something to eat.
And then some of the attendees are staying in the cabins, correct?
Yes.
That they're staying overnight. And then
yes.
If you're not staying in the cabin, though, you could just attend the event if you were kind of locally in the area.
Oh, sure.
And then Saturday, you're meeting there, and all of the events on Saturday are going to be in the Misty Meadow.
In the Misty Meadow, that actually will come back. We'll come back to that. What we're going to do, very early Saturday morning, we will head over as a group to meet over at Twisted Creations, which is outside of Waynesboro. That's approximately a half hour away.
Oh, okay. And tell us a little bit about Twisted Creations.
Oh, Twisted Creations is amazing. If you're ever on the East Coast, you have got to go there during Halloween season. They're just the actors, the scenery, the storylines, everything is just so well done. I'm not sure how many years they've been in existence. I just discovered them about 4 years ago myself. I didn't realize they were there, but Scott and Kathy Bosley started it, and they actually started it in their backyard, and it was held for years and years and years on their property. And it's just been the last couple of years that they've had land donated, and they've put together quite an attraction, actually something that's closer to Waynesboro. Twisted Creations not only is a haunted attraction, they've been very, very active in supporting breast cancer awareness. They've also, Creative Works Farm, which is also known as Camp Light, they work with disabled and disadvantaged children. And they often recruit haunters to come in and help work with the kids, like during the off season. It's a great part of the camp itself.
Great.
So we're going to be doing several activities over there. One of them that I'm really excited about is the Twisted Family Feud. I just can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That seems really fun.
This is going to be great. And they've also got a new escape room. And so we're going to be trying our hand at that to see if we can get out of the escape room.
So I'm looking at the schedule here. So from around 9 a.m. to 12-ish, around noon, is when you're doing tours of the Twisted Creation Escape Room and their attraction and the Creative Works Farm, which is what we were just talking about.
Right.
And there's also a demo for wall distressing. Is that also at Twisted Creations or is that at the campground?
That's it. All of this from 9 to 5 is going to be at Twisted Creations.
Okay, excellent. So there's that, then lunch, Twisted Family Feud, and then another demo on foam carving, and then Makeup Wars until 5. So that's a pretty packed schedule for just the morning there, Saturday.
Yeah.
Then Saturday night from around 8 to 2 a.m., you're doing the Monster Ball and Scaryoki.
Yes, and we have an amazing band called the Embalmers. They will be performing for our Monster Ball, and they're not only haunters, they are just dynamite musicians. So that's kind of cool that they do both.
I love that musician name, the Embalmers.
Yeah, the Embalmers. Oh yeah, you have to look them up on Facebook because they have they're in their alter ego, the whole thing. They really just immerse themselves in it. But it's more than just a look. I'm telling you, they are some of the most excellent beach music you will hear. Think, you know, like the Ventures, you know, that type of thing. They do the theme to Batman. I mean, but they do it really, really well.
Oh, that's neat.
They are a lot of fun, a lot of high energy.
So a pretty packed schedule on Saturday. So Friday is your networking, your relaxed time. Then on Saturday, you're kind of moving around between all the demos, some neat demos here on the foam too, and the wall distressing, which looks pretty incredible here. And then your activities you have all lined up here.
Yes.
But people that are listening can go look at all that and read all that information on the website.
Sure, they can.
So while we have you on the line, what I want to know is, why are you so passionate about this event? You know, what is it about this event that makes you so passionate about working for them every year and helping to create this?
I do like the family feel. Virginia, Southerners, we have that thing going on for us. It's more than that. It's your Haunter family. And, we see each other at other events, but this one is kind of where we can just really let our hair down, be ourselves, be, you know, the Central Virginia Haunters, and just, it is like haunt camp.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun. Everybody's very nice. We have our characters, but nobody, you know, nothing that has the police coming or anything like that.
Yeah.
We get rowdy and dance and stuff, and we have karaoke, and that's a lot of fun. It especially gets fun. We had it one year at another campground outside of Williamsburg where we had some of the regular campground people just kind of wander in. It's always fun when we have the people that are not haunters that just kind of wander in. Going, oh my God.
When you think about this event coming closer, how does it make you feel?
Oh, besides stress, when all the stuff, because I'm working on the gift bags for the giveaways and stuff like that. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it every year. It's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love. And, you know, I'm one of the old ones, and I don't want to mean that I'm an old person. I'm one of the old ones because I've been around for several of its incarnations since the early 2000s. So I've gotten to see it grow, change, take a break, get new blood into it, get a new feel to it. But, I mean, it's always changing, but it always seems to be a good change. And with this latest incarnation, I guess since 2012, instead of having it every year at the same place like it used to be every year in Natural Bridge for a number of years, it felt right to kind of move it around the Commonwealth so that more people in Virginia maybe could have access to it, you know, and learn about the different haunted attractions that are around the state of Virginia.
Excellent. So throughout all of these incarnations and et cetera, have any of the activities remained the same?
Let's see. One thing I do miss that I wish they'd bring back is Haunt Yard Wars, which is where everybody would bring a bag of, like, just, you couldn't do any pre-built stuff. You had to just bring, or sometimes the host, Mark Klein, would have a pile of junk that we could pull from. We were only allowed to have a bag full of just whatever, pieces of, you know, haunters can take anything. We go to wherever and just pull it out and create a scene. We did that a couple years ago. We built a tent. I think it may have been the first year we went to Misty Mountain where people just bring whatever and create a scary vignette, and then the rest of the haunters go through the haunted house and then vote on which scene is the best. And, you know, it's that kind of thing's a lot of fun.
Excellent. So a lot of, haunter challenges and Barry Haunter based activities that you guys have running. I don't want you to, like, you know, pick your favorite or anything, but what are you maybe most excited about this year, or what's really got your attention?
The new thing would be the Twisted Family Feud. There's also, I got to tell you about this. It is part of the one of the older ones that was held at Natural Bridge under the hostship of the one and only Mark Klein. But it was during the time when Fear Factor was really popular on TV. So we had a version of it called Scare Tactics.
That's cute.
Oh, my
really
God.
Like, that's cute.
This was the best. We had, like, you had to see how many clothespins you could attach to your face. Okay. On the few, that sounds really, really simple, but I'm telling you what, I got pictures of it. My daughter was part of that, and she will, like, that picture will live in infamy. I'm showing it at her wedding when she gets married one day. This is where we lost a lot of the men. It was the brainchild of Mark Klein's wife, Sherry. She got a bunch of disposable diapers.
Oh, goodness.
And she took different colors of baby food and put it in the diaper. And then you had to, the challenge was is that you had to take a spoon and you had to eat the baby food out of the, and I'm telling you, guys, we just lost them. They couldn't do it.
I'm listening to this, and I'm just not sure.
You are cringing, aren't you?
Yes. I don't know how I would do on this challenge. I don't know.
Definitely separated out the men and the boys on that one. But, yeah, I missed that one. That was a lot of fun. But I'm really looking forward to this Family Feud thing. I think it's going to be fun.
Excellent. So very laxed, very much hunters being themselves, a little bit of, you know, unorthodox of activities, very, you know, very hunter-driven, family-oriented, very loose, very lax for networking, just for people in the area. And, of course, they're is the education, your demos, and your activities. So you'll learn something, you'll connect with people, you'll get a chance to do some really fun activities that, you know, play on our specific skill set, our hunter skill set here.
Yes, and we have excellent sponsors. We have some really good door prizes. They just seem to come out, and they're very generous, and that part's really, really great. We usually end up with just like tons and tons and tons of giveaways, so that in itself is just worth it to come.
Yes, I suppose we should talk about that briefly, because I know that hunters love free things. That's definitely one of the driving forces in the industry. So sponsors, there's a sponsor page, and it's just filled with all of these people.
Yeah.
And you are in charge of putting all these things together. So talk to us a little bit about what you have for giveaways and sponsors and gift bags and et cetera.
Let's see. We have, of course, Twisted Creations. They're giving away a bunch of stuff, hats, beanies, T-shirts. A couple years ago, we got the idea of maybe asking some of these haunts if they give away tickets. It didn't have to be like a T-shirt or whatever, but tickets are like gold, you know. That was actually my husband's idea, so thank you there, Ed. Anyway, we've got a lot of these haunts. I'll mention several of them. The Gallows, they're giving away tickets. A Zombie Contagion. Blood Lake, which is also part of Haunts of Richmond. They've given away some T-shirts, koozies, and Darkwood Manor, which is also an amazing haunted attraction in Luray, Virginia. If you're ever on the East Coast, you definitely got to check them out. We have Wicked Woods, Total Terror, and, of course, Red Vein Army, which is highly instrumental in getting the Haunt Fest together. They have their own group, but it's kind of like we all kind of work together, even though we've got side groups, things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
The Death Trail, let's see, my group, which is called, my little company is called Your Halloween Head Productions.
Mm.
I'm giving away a secret grand prize this year. Like I said, they're very, very generous. We have a new sponsor this year called Rest in Pieces. They're taxidermists in Richmond. Definitely look them up.
That's neat. That's
interesting. Good. Interesting stuff. That kind of gives you an idea.
And of course, the shameless self-promotion, the network is one of the sponsors, and we will
they
be sending
are, and we thank you.
Yeah, copies of our magazine.
Yes, and we received it today. We received the precious today. We're so excited.
Oh, good.
I'd already gotten a subscription, so I've read them a couple of times now.
Oh, great. Good. I'm glad.
So, yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't have a Kindle. I like real books. I like the feel of magazines. Mm. Just kind of pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not my wireless is working or whatever. I've just got the magazine mm-hmm. there. I can look at it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little more in that camp, which I think surprises a lot of people because we do so much digitally. But I'm a very,
right.
you know, I learned how to read and study and all of that with books, and that was my college was all, you know, books and books and books. And so it's a little difficult
right.
for me to kind of translate that into completely digital. There's just something tactile about
right.
that, yeah. Anyway, so we're at the end of the episode here. Is there anything that you would like to add for those listening before we sign off?
Just to come on down. Jump on in with the rest of us. You are welcome.
Hey, Haunters. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Sharon from the Virginia Haunt Fest. If you have a gathering that you'd like us to talk about here on the show, please take a moment to let us know. Until next time, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.